Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, The Sunday of the Samaritan Woman.
I remember my brother called me this week and he says to me, "You remember the Matrix movies?" I said, "Yeah, I remember the Matrix movies." He'd seen like a cable re-airing of the Matrix movies, right? And so we talked about all the really cool kung fu scenes and all the special effects and how the first one was the best and the last one was terrible. And I started to think about the premise of the Matrix movies. You know, and the premise of the Matrix movies was not that different than Plato's premise for the world. The premise for the Matrix movies was that the characters thought they were in the real world, but really they were living a computer-generated hallucination. They were plugged into a machine. And so all of their pursuits, all of their desires, all of their experiences, all of their wants, all of that stuff, the whole way that the world they lived in was designed was that they would never be satiated, but they would just get enough satiation and then they'd keep going and they'd keep going so that they'd never break out of that world. Right? It's like a hamster on a wheel or a rabbit with a carrot on a stick, right? You get just enough to keep chasing after it, but you're never fully satisfied. You never feel like, now I'm complete. Now I got it. If you remember in The Matrix, there's a scene where they put him in a simulation and this beautiful woman with a red dress walks by. And the whole purpose of the simulation in the plot of the film was to demonstrate how masterfully the creators of the Matrix had made it to keep the people who are locked in the Matrix from getting full satisfaction, from realizing the truth of their situation, from breaking out of the Matrix and trying to reach for something higher, something better. Isn't that how our lives are sometimes? We're so busy pursuing so many things, and yet once we capture what it is we're pursuing, once we graduate high school or land that job or close that deal or acquire that piece of art or get to that sporting event, sure, it's great. Sure, it feels good. But then once you got it, it's like, I got to get on to the next thing. I got to do more. And that's how our society is geared now, where it's just never enough. We're always wanting more and more and more, better and better and better. And we can never say that we're satisfied. I feel like that a little bit sometimes. Well, apparently it's not a new story. Because in today's gospel reading, Jesus goes to the well, and there's a woman there, and she's drawing water. And Jesus says to her, "I can give you better water than this. Because whoever drinks this water from your well is going to get thirsty again, and they're going to have to come back. But whoever drinks the water that I give, they will never thirst again." Now, when we read St. Ambrose and St. John Chrysostom and St. Augustine, and they're commenting on this gospel reading, they all talk about the same thing. They talk about how the water of the well are the pursuits of the world. The water of the well is money. The water of the well is fame. The water of the well is fashion. The water of the well is being smart. The water of the well is being like. All of the concerns of our temporary life on earth. Right? And whenever those are satiated, we feel good for a minute. But the second we drink, we begin with dehydration. The second we eat, we start to get hungry again. The second we wake up, we start getting tired, ready for sleep again. Right? Whatever it is that we pursue in the world, even the good things, even the worthy things, their reward is temporary. Now, I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not saying that all worldly pursuits are just stupid and forget about it. Right? You need a certain amount of money to live in North America and the 21st century, right? You need a certain amount of food to put in your mouth, to digest in your stomach. We need family and friends and loved ones. I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not saying, like some saints have in the past, oh, condemn the world. We hate the world. Nothing to do with the world. But Jesus tells us something very clear about worldly pursuits today. He says, whoever drinks from this water is going to get thirsty again. So while they may have a certain measure of satisfaction in them, all worldly pursuits are temporary. All worldly pursuits are temporary. How's the other way we say this? You can't take it with you. Right? I hope we all live to be 99. I hope we all live to be 150. Not all of us will. I may not. But one thing is sure, sooner or later, every one of us is going to die. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to think about it. But here we are with 40-day memorials. It's a reality of life. Our moment on earth is a moment. Right? We're here doing memorials today. Michael, your mother, Vasiliki, right? My mother, 18 years ago now. Right? And so when we remember that our moment on earth is only a moment, we got to ask ourselves, what is lasting? What is going to stay? What is going to withstand moth and rust? What can no one steal from me? What's going to withstand depressions and recessions and wars? What can I give to my children that they'll really have when I'm gone? And Jesus gives the answer. He says, drink the water that I give. Now remember when you baptized your babies or when you were baptized yourself, it was we asked the Holy Spirit to descend upon the waters. Remember that? Remember around Epiphany, if you had the priest come to your house, so you're here for Epiphany, and we sprinkle the home with holy water, right? Remember that it was the flood that cleansed the earth in Noah's day. Water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus says to the woman at the well, I'm going to give you water and you will drink of it and you will never thirst again, he knows she's going to want another glass of water after she receives the Holy Spirit. But she also knows that the presence of God inside of a human being, and when we're attentive to the presence of God inside of ourselves, that we have a level of satisfaction that can be achieved with no earthly acquisition. We have a capacity for love and gratitude that can be received in no other way but by attending to the Spirit of God within us. So as we read this morning's gospel, it's such a beautiful gospel. There's so many things we could say about it. The message that I want us to take away today is that our most important, most critical acquisition in life is the acquisition of the Spirit of God. I want to remember what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. First seek the kingdom of God and all other things will be granted unto you. Not seek everything else, and then if you remember, seek the kingdom of God. First, seek the kingdom of God, and everything else will fall into line. If God is your first priority, all of your other priorities will be right. So let us invite God into our lives. Let us attune to the presence of the Holy Spirit, and let us be satisfied today and for eternity in His Spirit, rather than spending a life chasing vain, temporary, and passing pursuits. I thank you for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.